Welcome to the Kevon Mitchell Podcast, a show about everything and nothing. And today we have a special guest, Jeff Okuda, number one. He's primed to be one of the nation's top cornerbacks in 2019, a leader on the Buckeye defense, a true junior. He's already played in 27 games with a career total of 53 tackles, 9 passes, defended, and 2 forced fumbles. He played perhaps the best game of his career in the Rose Bowl last January, making 5 tackles and 2 pass breakups. Played in all 14 games in 2017 as a true freshman cornerback and earned his first varsity O letter. What's up, Jeffrey? How you doing?
Hey.
We want to get real deep into how this all began. So can you take us to the beginning?
I mean, really, like, football has just been like a big part of my life. I started playing football, I want to say 5, and ever since I stuck with it, and football just became a part of my life.
So what made you choose, of all the positions, cornerback?
I actually was a receiver all through high school. Then I kind of came to college. Urban was like, you know, we got a lot of receivers, so why don't you just try corner? You know, you play corner in high school. You was highly recruited receiver, corner. Like, just get us a shot. And, you know, ever since my freshman year, I just stayed with it. And now I just grew love for it. You know, one of my favorite players of all time was Deion Sanders, Ed Reed. So, like, I always looked up to them guys. So it wasn't a really hard transition for me.
How old were you when you realized you had the talent to play football?
I think I was just born knowing I was going to be a star.
Was football your thing, or did you have other sports you were playing?
Well, I was in between football and baseball.
Baseball, really? What position?
Pitcher, outfielder, like everything. I'm just an athletic guy. Favorite team is the Yankees, though.
Oh, shit. My favorite team is the Yankees, too. I grew up in New York. So that was probably in the 90s when I was really into it. And I used to play baseball myself, was a pitcher. What was your special pitch?
I really wasn't a fastball type of guy. The fastest I ever pitched was probably like 75 miles an hour. So decent enough.
All right. So when did the football come into the picture? Who started that? When did the first football touch your hands?
First football to touch my hand was just kind of crazy. By like birth, like, you know, like my dad was a big football fan and things like that. They like automatically from birth put a football in my hand.
You have any brothers, sisters that play sports too?
I am actually the only child, thank God.
So then how did it happen? Did you play with neighborhood kids outside your house, or did you have to play in leagues?
Well, Texas, everybody know, like, Texas is very big in football. Like, if you really wasn't a football player, you might have been just, you know, average Joe. Average Joe, but like, football was just everything. I played like in the neighborhood, Pop Warner, everywhere for real. But mostly, like, I grew up playing Pop Warner football.
So when was it the moment that it changed at all? When people started realizing you're the shit, man? Like, you became Okuda.
I want to say my freshman year in high school. You know, everybody was like, well, he's a good receiver, he's fast. Then one time tight end, it had to be every bit of 215, 220, sophomore at the time. I just lit his ass up. So, and it was that moment. They was like, man, this guy, he can cover, he can catch. Like, you know, he might be versatile. Like, he might be a good corner. And ever since then, I just worked my butt off.
So that was during high school days, right?
Yeah.
And how was it like that? Were you a star player on your high school team?
I was a star player. I wasn't the best player till like my senior year, but yeah, I was one of the best players.
You were one of the best players in your high school team. So you were probably one of the big men on campus. So how was the ladies like, man? How was the social life for you guys?
I mean, when it comes to social life and things like that, I kind of like at an early age learned how to tone out the noise and just focus on football, focus on making myself better, focus on things that really matter the most. At the end of the day, you know, social life, women, they come like after it's all said and done or in between. You know, I always made sacrifices when it came to the game of football.
You know, something I noticed about you compared to a lot of athletes, you're super humble. I really find that very fascinating. You know, most people who are jocks and play sports, man, they concede as heck, man. But you got a good head on your shoulders. Is it because you got good upbringing growing up? Your father, he didn't beat you or anything like that?
Nah, I was never beaten as a child. I was actually raised right, raised in a good Christian home, like, yes, sir, no, ma'am. And I was always taught, like, you know, everybody human, just love your life. It's no life that's bad in yours, but at the same time, everybody great at something. Like, never look down and never belittle anybody, because you never know, like, tomorrow's not promised. You can have it all and it could be taken from you the next day. So I just try to just always wake up, give thanks to God, and continue to pray and continue to work hard, knowing that something will be given to me if I work hard enough. I believe everybody's different, everybody's special. It's better to be humble than arrogant or asshole, because, you know, some arrogant assholes don't last that long. Karma don't miss nobody.
So we're here eating spicy chicken wings with the number one, Jeffrey Okuda, here in Columbus, Ohio. So tell us, why did you choose Columbus? Why did you choose the Buckeyes?
Well, actually, the Buckeyes chose me. I mean, like, as far as, like, corners and things like that, we're known, like, Ohio State known for, like, shout out to the Denzel Ward, shout out to the Kurt Coleman, shout out, you know, we just known for cornerbacks. And, you know, why not Ohio State? You know, it was at Ohio State or Texas Tech, and Ohio State just urban, like, just in love with the culture, just in love with the city and everything about it.
Well, you definitely made a good choice. Number one this last season, right? With a 10-1 record?
Actually, I'm going into my last year now, and hopefully I can play a lot better than we did last year. You know, sky's the limit. I think, you know, under Coach Day and our new defensive coordinator and our new defense team, like, you know, sky's the limit, but it's all about taking one game at a time, like one step at a time, working hard, making sacrifices, going in and knowing that we're going to work our butt off, not just in game, in practice, in the school. Like, you know, yes, do something different. Let's do something better than we did last.
I also noticed that you were one of the top 10 players in the nation. Was that in high school? In college? I see the U.S. Army All-American. What is that about? You unanimous five-star recruit?
Yes. I was actually top five. Well, I was actually the best corner coming out in my class.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't know much about football. But one day I was in the taxi. I was going towards the airport, and we were talking football. We were talking about the Buckeyes for some reason. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I got a buddy who's on the team right now. And then the taxi driver was asking, okay, who is it? His number one, Jeffrey Okuda. You know him? It's like, oh, yeah, he's good. I'm like, oh, really? Tell me more about that. Yeah, he's going to make it. He's gonna get drafted. I'm like, he's that good? Yes, he is. And I was like, man, I didn't know, because I didn't know anything about football. I watched you on TV. I thought it was pretty cool. But, you know, to be like, from a complete stranger to a taxi driver telling me all that stuff, that's pretty fascinating. Do you get a lot of, like, people, like, the attention? How's that like?
I get a lot of attention, but at the same time, most people, they drive on attention, drive on the scene, always trying to be seen. But I'm more like, I'd rather not be seen. I'd rather, like, just be behind the scene and things like that. I mean, success will eventually come, but It's bigger than, in my eyes, it's bigger than football. Like, who am I without the game of football? It's much bigger to me than just football. Like, who would I be without football? Like, who am I going to be after football? It's a bigger picture to me. So, like, I know, like, long as I put the work in the gym, like, long as I hit the scoop my books and things like that, you know, God will give me everything I got coming to me. But I'm just working on just becoming a better person, just becoming a better athlete, like, and just giving thanks to God every day.
So what do we have next? What's coming up? What's the future for Jeffrey Okuda?
I mean, I don't want to say Heisman, but why not? You know, why not Heisman? Like, hopefully, you know, like, they spread me out. Hopefully I get to play a little bit of offense this year, a little bit of kickoff return. You know, just to show off. This is so, like, what I'm worth, like, so that I can just do more than just play defense. You know, I'm not going to say I am going to win Heisman, but at the same time, like, why not? You know, hopefully we can open doors for opportunities. I can play a little offense. I can play a little, you know, all over.
What are you doing differently this offseason to prepare for next year for this Heisman?
Working my butt off like it ain't no tomorrow. Like, I put in just as as much work I do today than I did yesterday. Just every day I try to do a little bit more, just a little bit, you know, just working and working and working and just striving to be the best, striving to be better, like, and keeping the mindset that won't nobody outwork.
Well, thank you very much, Jeffrey, for taking the time with us for this podcast. Our listeners want to know, what are you eating today? What is the meal of a champion eat right now?
I am actually eating chicken wings, a monster burger. We got to keep it clean with the peanut butter smoothie. Always eat clean. Right now, and I would say in front of me, it's about almost 1,500 calories. So I try to put in like, well, anybody know as an athlete, try to eat anywhere between 4,000, 3,500 calories a day. So right now I'm just, you know, putting all the protein and calories in my body, just getting ready for the season.
Well, that's awesome. He actually has a gallon of water with him at all times, drinking that all day.
I try to drink 2 gallons. Everybody that don't know about healthy water drinking, it's on your body mass. Try to drink, if you 200 or better, try to drink 2 gallons of water. 100 or less, 190 or less, but your body is made up of 90% water. Like any intense workout, intense training, anything like that, just not even training, like try to drink as much water. It's good for your skin. It's good for your mental, like, you know, drink a lot of water.
Well, thanks, Jeffrey, for joining the podcast. You know, of all the places we meet in Ohio, we meet at a basketball court at an LA Fitness. For some reason, Jeffrey chooses to go to this LA Fitness because it's further away from the campus so he can work out without being annoyed or pestered while he's trying to get his workout on. Knowing that I don't really know much about football or so, he probably felt a lot more comfortable that I didn't know who he was. I could never have known that he would be a star player on an OSU football team. So I hope that he helped inspire any of you up-and-coming football players out there. He hustled his ass off, a real humble guy. And now, congratulations, Jeffrey. You're entering the draft for the NFL. We wish you luck. We hope that you get drafted by a team that you choose. And we look forward for seeing you in the NFL. It's Kevon Mitchell Podcast. And please, don't forget to subscribe. Come on. You know, there's a button right down there. Just click on it. Yeah, that's the one. It's the one that helps us give you all this good stuff.